Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hi,
My name
yeah.
is Yvonne, and I'm calling from customer support. How may I help you?
I was just calling. I have no idea who you guys are, and I saw a charge on my debit card, and I'm just
Okay.
curious as to what it was.
Okay, could you give me your zip code, please?
32218.
Three. 33328.
322-322-18.
3218. And your name?
Angela Malone.
Angela, who?
Malone, Malone.
Oh, Malone. Okay. That's me. So these headphones. Okay, hold on just one moment while I pull up your account for you. Thank you again for waiting for customer support. Okay. Okay. Okay, 33218. Yeah, 3-2-2.
Three two two one eight.
Okay. Thank you for correcting me because I had more than that. Okay. Okay, Angela Malone, I found your account. Hold on just one moment. Do they call you Ange? Ange? Okay,
Yes.
can you verify your address for me, please?
1012 Arcaro Court West, 32218, Jacksonville, Florida.
Okay, thank you very much for verifying the address. Give me a moment. It's still pulling your account up, ma'am.
Okay.
Still going. Thank you for being patient. It hasn't, it's still loading.
No problem.
And you said you had a charge on your account, Miss
I had
Malone?
one, yeah. I had two actually. One for $7.95 and one for $67.32.
Okay. All right. It's still loading. Okay, it's showing now. I see the 1672 that is for that you pay $7.95 for a kitchen. Aid, ma'am, on 1219.
Okay.
You paid $7.95 for this kitchen aid. It was exclusive suite store, Miss Malone, where it gave you discount membership, a voucher for $125 that comes to your account till you close it. This was a free welcoming gift for joining the factory direct savings store. Is which is an online discount store membership where you can go online and shop. So you did this on the 19th. The charge of $67.32 was a valid charge because the account was left open. You did not cancel it.
What
And
is the 6732?
what is it for? The KitchenAid. And the KitchenAid, by that chance, they haven't shipped it to you because the sweepstakes, they have to let you know, notify you. That you are the winner of this KitchenAid, that you paid the $7.95 for the shipping and handling. So, Ms. Malone, what I can help you do for this account, I can cancel the account if you don't want it open
Yeah.
anymore. Okay, hold on, and let
So
me
I paid
see.
$7.95 for shipping and handling, and then I paid $67.32 for the KitchenAid.
No, you pay, yes, okay. You paid $7.95 for shipping of the KitchenAid, which they haven't shipped because it's a sweepstakes. So the $7.95 is there to handle that. But by you doing the KitchenAid was in a sweepstake. So it gave you discount
Right.
membership and a voucher. That's yours to keep. Once we've canceled this, that's yours to keep. It comes on your email. But the point you were charged for $67.32. The account was not canceled for the KitchenAid. Once you did this, that's what they charge. They charge you every month. This was 12/19 to 12/24. That was what the charge was. But I can cancel this account for you.
Okay, but
Ms.
I don't understand what the 6732 is for, though. A monthly charge?
Yes, it's a monthly charge. They charge you monthly when you don't cancel the account.
So I didn't actually buy anything.
Well, yes, kind of, but it's in a sweepstakes, so you have to wait till you're notified to for them to say that you won this KitchenAid. So the KitchenAid you did apply.
What did it tell me? Okay, I have a question.
Uh-huh.
So I realized that I got scammed on the $7.95. I get that.
Okay.
I saw that when it came through and said, oh, this is just a sweepstakes. You're not really winning anything. I got that, but I don't remember anything saying I joined anything. So the 6732.
No, you didn't join anything. This is a welcoming gift for the KitchenAid because it was in a sweepstakes kind of campaign. It was a like a free welcoming gift for joining the Factory Direct Savings.
But you
just
said I joined a monthly thing that's charging.
No, you're charged monthly if you don't close it. If you don't close the account for the KitchenAid that you apply, that's what you're getting charged for. The account was not closed within the time of their charging. They charge you every month. Open, as long as it's open, they will give you a charge. But the KitchenAid is there. You can,
732?
That's what they charge for not closing the account for this KitchenAid appliance that you...
Jesus Christ. Okay, so the whole thing was a scam. Yes, please cancel whatever that is.
Okay. I'm not going along with it. I'm just trying to help you. So,
I'm not blaming you for it.
Okay.
You didn't create the scam. You're just working for customer
okay.
service.
Okay. So, I'm going to do that for you right now.
Okay.
So, and as far as the $7.95, if I'm going to cancel this, you put $7.95 there for shipping and handling. Would you like to, I can refund that back to you since you canceled
this.
And,
okay. I'm sure whatever it is,
okay.
It's not going to come through.
Okay, and
yes,
for the $67.32, it was a valid charge because the account remained open. What I can do for you, Ms. Alone, I can give you 35% on discount on the $67. You would get a partial payment back, or as a courtesy, we can offer you 50% of a partial refund. If you wait a few moments, I can see how much that is.
Okay,
hold on just one moment.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And offer you 50. Would you get back for the 50% off? I can refund you $33.66 back in 3 to 5 business day back into your account and cancel
mm-hmm.
the account also, and you won't
okay.
see any more charges.
Okay, thank
okay.
you.
Uh-huh. Let me do this for you right now. So it's blacklisted. Okay. I'm canceling the account right now for you. Then I'm going to do your refunds for you.
Okay,
the account is closed. And the first one is $7.95 for the shipping and handling. I can refund that to you. Okay. That went through. You'll receive that in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
And now I have to find the other charge of $67.32. I'll be with you in just a moment to refund that to you and give you a confirmation number.
Okay.
Thank you for waiting also.
Oh, you're fine. I'm off today.
Oh, my goodness. I had to work yesterday.
Oh, no.
Yes. It was all right, though. It wasn't crazy or anything. It was just a normal, another day without the Christmas on it. Come on, computer. It's still loading for me to get to the 6732 where I can do your last refund. There we go.
Okay,
I'm going to do the second refund for you.
Okay.
Okay, that part has went through 2/33/66 and 3/5 business days. And just let me finish the rest of this and give you a confirmation number.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh, you're welcome. Okay, I've canceled the account completely. Sent you both refunds. I have a confirmation number for you. It's C as in Charles, 2634. 98396.
Okay.
Is there anything else I can do for you?
No, that's it. You've been great.
Okay. Thank you very much. My name is Yvonne. Right. I'm calling from customer support, and you have a nice day. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Yvonne.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Bye.
Bye.